This is Ann Graham Lotz with a Mayday, Mayday, distress call for prayer. Pray with me now. We worship you in truth as you are revealed by your names. Your name, O God, is the banner over us. At the sight of our battle standard, the enemy panics. Strongholds fall. Demons flee. Our hands are lifted up to your throne, and together we shout your name. Elohim, El Elyon, I Am, Adonai, Jehovah Roi, Jehovah Elohi Abathakim, Jehovah Saba. At the sound of your name, the earth trembles and heaven is moved. As the echo of your names reverberates from tens of thousands of lips through this Mayday, Mayday, a distress call for prayer, hear us, O Holy Father, as we intercede now for our nation. The enemy has come in like a flood. We lift up the banner of your name against him. We lift up the spirit of truth against the deception and lies that permeate the thinking and decisions and discussion among the people and the leaders of our people. We lift up the name of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, against the control, conquest, manipulation, and power of socialists, Marxists, communists, fascists, Islamists, who are seeking to remake our nation into one of their own choosing. We lift up Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, against the active shooters, violence, murder, and hatred that has entered our cities. We lift up Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, against the bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness that goes back for generations. We lift up the Holy One against the pornography, perversion, sex trafficking, pedophilia, and sexual defilement that is creeping into respectable homes and lives. We lift up our Redeemer, Deliverer, Bondage Breaker against addictions of any type, alcohol, drugs, sex, technology, cell phones, gluttony, sports, entertainment, any other thing that enslaves us. We lift up Abba, Father, against the loneliness, low self-esteem, self-loathing, inferiority, and unforgiveness towards ourselves. With the authority you have given us in Jesus' name, as your children, we rebuke the enemy and command him to be bound, silenced. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command him to cease and desist his wicked schemes and activities. Deliver us from evil. Protect us now as we pray. We pray for our nation politically. We pray for the president who professes to have a saving faith through Jesus Christ, yet his actions contradict his words. He says he loves America, yet his actions contradict his words. He says he wants to help the poor and the middle class, yet his actions contradict his words. He says he is a friend of Israel, yet his actions contradict his words. He says, but his actions, something is not right. God of truth, you know what's wrong. Would you make it right? We pray for our senators and congressional leaders that you would give them a greater desire to serve for the good of the whole country than for their own good. Expose those who seek to keep our elected leaders polarized. Then, O God of our fathers, remove the dividers. Break down the walls that separate our leaders from each other. Give them a desire to seek common ground, then the wisdom to find it. Give them courage to stand up for what's right, regardless of the political cost. We pray for our governors and state leaders to put the people ahead of their own political parties or their own agendas or own self-advancement. Stir their hearts to love all their constituents, regardless of the voting potential. Anoint them with wise leadership that maintains order and increases the well-being of those who live within their jurisdiction. We pray for the local leaders, the county commissioners, city councils, school boards, and others who give of their time and energy to make our communities enjoyable, safe places to live and to raise our families. Give them wisdom and the desire to use it rightly on our behalf. We ask that you continually remind the political leaders at every level in our nation that they serve us at your pleasure. You are the boss. We pray for the national, state, and local elections that will be held in 2016. O God of our fathers, would you raise up a Josiah or a Moses to lead us? Would you place in offices all across our nation, especially in our nation's capital, men and women who fear you and look to you, who respect you, your laws, and your word, who uphold our Constitution? Grant them favor in the eyes of the voting public. Raise up men like Joseph and Daniel to be their wise counselors. We pray for our nation judicially. We pray for our judges to preside objectively and fairly, making just decisions that uphold our constitutional laws. We pray especially for the 9 justices that serve on the Supreme Court as they consider the arguments concerning your institution of marriage. Regardless of their religious persuasion, we pray that you would move in their hearts and minds to respect the institution that you have established. Give them a healthy fear of changing it for any reason. Give them a healthy fear of you. Overrule any objections or personal feelings and lead them to vote to uphold traditional marriage for your name's sake, but also for the sake of America's future. We pray for our nation environmentally. Protect us from the death and destruction of hurricanes, tornadoes, forest fires, floods, droughts, famines, snowstorms, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. You are the one who controls the weather and all of its manifestations. We look to you, the one who laid the foundations of the earth, the one who sets fixed limits for the ocean tides, the one who orders the dawn and rules the night, the one who reserves storehouses of snow and hail to use in the time of trouble, the one who disperses lightning. We look to you for protection. And if you lift your protection, even for a moment, we will still look to you and give you our full attention, because we believe through these storms you are speaking to us. We pray for our national security. We pray your protection, not just from environmental storms, but from our enemies. We know nothing is hidden from you. The darkness is as light to you. You see it all. You hear it all. You know it all. Please impart your knowledge to our intelligence community so they also have eyes to see and ears to hear and minds to grasp the shreds of scattered information collected in order to connect the dots and keep us safe. Expose the terrorists, their plots and plans before they strike. We pray for our military and their families, that in these days of heightened danger and uncertainty, they would seek to strengthen their foundation of faith in you. Keep them safe on the battlefield. Comfort them in times of separation and deployment. And please, God of our fathers, restore the name of Jesus within the ranks. Fill the chaplains with your courage to speak the truth and present the gospel to those who are in harm's way. Then protect them in their careers when they do. We pray for our first responders who seem to be called upon more and more in these days of turmoil and disaster. Give them supernatural energy, strength, alertness, and compassion to help others who are in danger or traumatized. We pray for the police who have been under such attack. Please keep them safe as they keep us safe. Comfort them, strengthen them as they deal with the ugly side of our world. Expose and weed out any that are corrupt, dishonest, or behave in a cruel way. Then elevate those who serve with compassion, courage, commitment, and integrity. Give them back the respect they have earned and more besides. We pray for our nation morally and spiritually. Fairest Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of Man, ruler of the nations, in every category we see you being ignored, marginalized, defied. You are the chief cornerstone, our sure foundation. How could we be rejecting you, running from you, breaking up and dismantling our great nation, then rebuilding it apart from you on sinking sand? How could we be ending up on the dark side of biblical prophecy by not just abandoning Israel, but assisting her enemies? Yet even now we hear your voice coming from the throne. You are almighty, exalted, high and lifted up, Lord of lords and King of kings. You are directing the judgment against us, yet you are calling us to return to you, even now. Merciful God, stir the hearts of people throughout this nation to long for you, to return to you, to rebuild the foundation of our faith in you. We have done our part. We have spent 3 days drawing a circle around ourselves and making sure everything in that circle is right with you. We have rent our hearts with deep sorrow and mourning for our own sin, for our nation's sin. Now we implore you, Most High God, rise up, sort this out, quell the rebellion, judge the wicked, guard the innocent, protect the weak, deliver the captives, defend the feeble, elevate truth over lies, love over hate, good over evil, hope over despair. We are pleading for you to save us from ourselves, Free us from the chokehold of sin. Protect us from our enemies. Spare us from your judgment. In wrath, remember mercy. Right the wrongs. Expose the lies. Avenge the abused. Defend the weak. Free the captives. Turn away your anger. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act. We are pleading with you, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to relent of the judgment that is coming, and instead leave behind a blessing. You are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Therefore, we are pleading, dear God, for what we don't deserve. We are standing in the gap for our nation and boldly, humbly asking you to bless America. You have promised that you will do whatever we ask in Jesus' name. So please answer us, answer us, answer us in Jesus' name for the glory of your name. Amen.